Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
To communist China, the technology to so they can MIRV their missiles, so they can make their intercontinental ballistic missiles more accurate and hit our cities. And actually, William Jefferson Clinton did that. We're told he got some payoffs for campaign contributions. I don't think that's at all the case. I think the globalists who run our government were building up the best enemy money could buy. Certainly, Russia to the north of Iran has nuclear weapons. And, of course, if you go into the background of the story of Major Jordan's diary, a book written shortly after the Second World War, you'll find that the American government, people right in the White House, specifically Harry Hopkins, who was the closest advisor to President Roosevelt, who lived in the White House. Harry Hopkins was instrumental in transferring the plans for the Manhattan Project and the material for building the nuclear weapons to Russia. Certainly, Pakistan to the south nuclear weapons, and they got them from the United States. If you haven't read my January 2008 newsletter, you must go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and read the Sybil Edmonds story. People throughout the world know the Sybil Edmonds story. It was published in the newspapers in London, but totally blacked out in America, where we have freedom of the press, which means when you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. But basically, it's the story of Sybil Edmonds, who worked for the FBI, who found out in translating various emails and faxes that basically there was a Turkish and Israeli spy ring operating at the highest levels of our government, and they were smuggling nuclear technology and the wherewithal to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan, and they was transferring it to Iran. And when Sybil Edmonds wanted to release the story to the American people, she was blocked first by the Justice Department, then by a federal court, then by a federal appeals court, then by the United States Supreme Court, in the name of national security. We could never let the American people understand how a third-rate nation like Pakistan was able to build nuclear weapons. And nobody ever asked that. Oh, well, they got the material from communist China. That's not true. They got it from the United States, but we can't let the American people know. Once again, we're making the best enemy money can buy. And then, of course, India has nuclear weapons and Israel has nuclear weapons. But, oh, how terrible it would be if Iran was to get a nuclear weapon. Now, Iran is not going to get a nuclear weapon and use it to attack Israel. The only reason they would use their nuclear weapon is, of course, if they themselves were attacked, because they know if they were to use their nuclear weapons first, why it would bring terrible retaliation upon their country. And the United States has the capacity and the wherewithal to totally destroy Iran in a matter of just a few hours. So you must understand that everything you're being told is a lie. And secondly, there is a master plan. There is a time plan. And I do not know all of the details, but I do know that, I mean, we talk about democracy. Oh, America believes in democracy. And yet, in 1953, when the Iranians elected a democratic government, democratically elected a man named Mossadegh to be their prime minister, the CIA set out to topple him and bring the authoritarian Shah of Iran to power. And then, in 1979, we toppled the Shah and brought the mullahs to power. Give us a call here, 877-254-7524, right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, I'm Dan back here, and our regularly scheduled guest, who is going to talk on Iran, hasn't shown up, so it's going to be open lines, and it's up to you. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, you know, I can remember, I'm old enough to remember 1979. At that time, Jimmy Carter was the president. Zygmunt Brzezinski, who incidentally was the chief foreign policy advisor to Barack Obama during the campaign. But in 1979, Zygmunt Brzezinski, a right-hand man of David Rockefeller, the man who organized the Trilateral Commission, which is America's invisible government today, Zygmunt Brzezinski was the national security advisor. And he coordinated the overthrow of the Shah of Iran and the transfer of power to the Ayatollah Khomeini, who was actually living in France at the time. The French offered, of course, to arrest him so he couldn't come back and take power in Iran. But not only did we not accept the French offer, the CIA actually flew Khomeini to Tehran, and of course, so he could be acclaimed by the people, and of course, swept into power. And at the time, I thought, I can remember thinking, why in heaven's name would the American Central Intelligence Agency, you know, topple a government that was friendly to the United States? The Shah had the sixth largest military in the world, was a dedicated supporter of the United States, and we toppled him. And why would we do that and bring a potentially dangerous government to power that certainly wasn't anti-communist at all? It was radical Islamic, and at the time it just didn't make any sense. Well, it makes a lot of sense now if you realize there is a time plan, a long-range plan that's leading us towards a massive war in the Middle East at this time, probably a nuclear war that will have a terrible, terrible effect on our own country. But, I mean, back in 1979, it just didn't make any sense. And then in the years that followed, why, there were always things happening in the background. Certainly in 1983, there was the bombing of the American embassy in Beirut, and of course, a few months later, there was the bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut, and I think 240 Marines were killed. A lot of this is covered in a book called See No Evil, which we carry, written by Robert Baer. It's who was a CIA agent in Iraq during the 1990s, but certainly, during the Yeah, during the 1990s, he was in the North, living among the Kurds. But Robert Baer, the whole underlying theme of the book is, I mean, what was the background of the bombing of the American embassy? Who was behind it? Of course, he eventually finds out that it was the Iranians. Not only did the United States know it was the Iranians, to Hezbollah, that had bombed the American embassy and killed one of his friends. We'd known the attack was coming and did nothing to stop it. Now, that just doesn't make sense. And then about that time, why the Hezbollah had actually taken the station chief, the CIA station chief from Iran, a prisoner, and taken him to Iran and tortured him to death. And then, of course, they brought his body back and dumped it on somebody's stair steps in Beirut. And then, of course, the downing of Pan Am 103. I mean, that was obviously an Iranian operation. It was in retaliation for the fact that one of our carriers stationed in the Persian Gulf had shot down an Iranian passenger liner. It was just shortly after it took off from the airport in Tehran. And, you know, if you shoot down one of our planes, we'll shoot down one of yours. And that was the real background behind the downing of Pan Am 102. But they couldn't let the American people know that. We would have been incensed with the Iranians. And so they came up with a contrived story. It was the Libyans. Oh, terrible Gaddafi. Not that Gaddafi isn't terrible, but it was Gaddafi and Libya. And, of course, we had an embargo on Libya. Gaddafi was willing to do anything to get that lifted so he could get trade, and he could get them to come over and help him develop his oil and maintain his power over there in Libya. So he eventually released his two Libyans that were tried, and one of them, this tried for the destruction of Pan Am 103, when the court heard the evidence, one of the Libyans was exonerated, the other was sentenced to life in a Scottish prison, you know, it was life imprisonment for shooting down the airliner. And then after 7 years in prison, with over 200 people dead, the Scottish courts released the Libyan for compassionate matters. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, how many of you honestly believe that after somebody has exploded an airliner and killed over 200 people, are you going to let them out in 7 years on a compassionate parole or release? I mean, obviously everybody knew it was a scam, but we couldn't let the American people know that, because we couldn't let them know that we'd been covering for the Iranians all this time. Well, now the time has come when they want us to shift our attitude towards Iran. Oh, Ahmadinejad is a terrible guy, and he is a terrible guy, no question. And the Iranians are trying to build a nuclear bomb. Of course they're trying to build a nuclear bomb. I mean, they deny it. What do you expect them to do? To say, yes, we're trying to build a nuclear bomb because Israel has a nuclear bomb, and they're threatening us with their nuclear bomb, and we want one to defend ourselves, you know? So what we're doing is putting sanctions on Iran. Now, that's an act of war. This is an act of war when you put sanctions on another country and keep them from getting the supplies they need, or we're trying to embargo their gasoline. How would you feel if somebody embargoed oil so the United States couldn't get any oil? We're only producing 40% of the oil we use. We have plenty of oil, but they won't let us develop it, so we're dependent upon other countries. But when you deprive a nation of oil, why do you deprive them of the very sustenance of a nation? Suddenly, we don't want them to develop nuclear power. We don't want them to have adequate suddenly gasoline. Now, they have plenty of oil. They have some of the largest oil deposits in the world. I think they're the third or second largest source of oil in the world. It's just that the Iranian oil fields have never been fully developed, but they do not have gasoline refining capacity. And so we've cut off their supplies of gasoline just to make their lives miserable, and we're doing everything we can to antagonize the Iranians. You hear about all these demonstrations over there. Do you honestly think that these are spontaneous demonstrations, that somebody gets on the computers and says, hey, fellas, let's go out and demonstrate in downtown Tehran tomorrow, you know? And, of course, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard will be there, and a lot of us will get killed or locked up or put in prison. Let's go out and have a demonstration against the government. That's not how these things work. You have to understand that somebody puts up the money, and they have a means of getting the information out, and they hire demonstrators to come along. And there may be even a peaceful demonstration, but there are always the people there who are paid to make it violent. And this is how it really works. And where is the money coming from? Well, the Iranians say it's the CIA. Of course it's the CIA. You go up on the Internet and look up, and we authorized, Congress authorized, $400 million to destabilize Iran. And we are behind the demonstrations over there. But, of course, what nobody wants to mention is the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that rapes people and tortures people and kills people and imprisons people. And of course, where do they come from? Why, they were the Shah's secret police, and we trained them. And, of course, after we trained them, why, then, of course, when the Shah was toppled, the Shah's secret police became the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, carrying out the techniques that had been trained in with your tax money. So nothing is as it appears to be. But everything points to the fact that we are planning on going to war with Iran. And it's not a matter of if we're going to war with Iran. It is a matter of when we are going to war with Iran. Well, I'd like to get your thoughts on this or any other subject you'd like to talk about. Our number here is 877-254-7524, because I have nothing prepared. And Slater, who was supposed to be with us this morning, didn't show up, so we've got a problem. So give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. But send me my good friend, Jerome Corsi, who's a frequent guest on our afternoon and evening programs, was invited to go over to Israel to actually spend time there. He was given the opportunity to interview people from the Mossad. Now, you don't go to Israel and interview people from the Mossad unless, of course, they want you to, and they want you to get information that you will put out in the United States. And I'm sure Jerome Corsi knew he was being utilized by the Israeli government, but he met with the defense minister and the president and all sorts of experts over there and people from the military. And he was basically told Israel cannot wait. In other words, something's going to have to be resolved with Iran. Right? They're going to have to change their government, or they're going to have to give up their plans to actually build nuclear weapons, or Israel is going to have to attack Iran. Israel cannot allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon. Now, I do not believe that's the case. I believe that Iran would never use a nuclear weapon against Israel, no matter what Ahmadinejad said. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the little guy, looks like they picked him up at an acting school in the Bronx and taught him to speak Persian and or Farsi, whatever they speak over there, and then sent him over to run for office. He's a caricature. Little guy, a beard, you know, he wears a wind jacket, you know, and he rants and raves and makes all these statements, whether he really makes them about Israel being wiped off the face of the earth. I don't know whether it's true or not. All I know is what I've read in the newspapers, but certainly he is obviously a caricature, like, of course, Arafat. Remember Arafat when He wore his checkered red headdress, you know, the band around it, and his fatigues. And, I mean, he was financed by the CIA. He was created by the CIA and the Israelis. And they funded this guy who headed the PLO. He was a homosexual. He was a devious little guy. He died of AIDS. But we cannot let the American people know we were funding. In fact, we fund most of these world leaders out there to create this impression, you know, that oh, there's always an enemy, and we've got to defend America against this enemy or that enemy or whatever it would be. It's the old technique that was described by Machiavelli in his book, The Prince. The prince always has to have a contrived enemy out there. And because when there's an enemy, then the people will rally behind the government, no matter how oppressive it is. And that's what's really going on in the world today. Well, our number is 877-254-7524, but now they're raising the specter of the danger of Iran. We're going to have to do something, and Israel is like
even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit AdoptText.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, I'm back here, and no guest, so it's open lines. I'd like to know what you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. So how do we know what's really going on in Israel today? Well, I think that Jerry Corsi, Dr. Corsi, is has his PhD. I believe it's probably in history, political science, from Harvard, but he's a senior writer for WorldNet Daily and does an excellent job, you know, bringing his information in his book, Israel Can't Wait, really based upon the fact that the Israeli government had invited him to come to Israel, given him access to information, explained to him how they would attack Iran, why they would attack Iran, that they could not wait indefinitely, that actually they had already been given permission from both Egypt and Saudi Arabia to overfly their country with their jets to bomb the centers in Iran, where they seem to be have their centrifuges and be producing their nuclear material. Now, there is no way that either Egypt or Saudi Arabia would give Israel permission to overfly their country without permission from the United States. Certainly, our government is posturing, saying why we would never, encourage Israel to attack Iran. And even Zbigniew Brzezinski has made the remark where if Israel tried to have their planes overfly Iraq, which we control, on the way to attack Iran, why we'd shoot down the Israeli jets. Now, do you honestly believe that's true? Do you believe that we are going to shoot down Israeli jets because they're going to attack Iran? We want to go to war with Iran, but we have to have an excuse. And if Israel attacks Iran, Iran will retaliate. And since they would have difficulty attacking Israel directly, they would attack the oil facilities along the Persian Gulf and close down the Straits of Hormuz. And, of course, in the process, probably would hit some of our troops in either Afghanistan or Iraq, because they're smart enough to know that Israel is acting as a proxy for the United States. Well, then, of course, that would justify us coming into the war. We are already anticipating what's happening just within the last couple of weeks. We've begun supplying anti-missiles to the countries along the Persian Gulf. That would be certainly Saudi Arabia and Abu Dhabi and three or four of the Arab Emirates. I can never pronounce the word there, but the small countries there along the Persian Gulf. We are supplying them with anti-missile missiles, to protect themselves from the anticipated attack of Iran on their countries in retaliation for the fact that America is going to allow, in fact, encourage Israel to attack Iran. But we can't let the American people know. We've got to build a perception that, oh, shucks, we didn't want to go to war over there. We never intended to go to war over there. It was the wicked Iranians that did this. Well, this is all being orchestrated. So like the attack on Pearl Harbor. Why? Nobody could have thought that the Japanese would attack Pearl Harbor and kill all those American boys there at Pearl Harbor. And yet I have, and I'll be glad to supply any of our listeners with the pages from Secretary of War Simpson's diary. I found them back at the Sterling Library at Yale, where Secretary of War Simpson talks about going to the White House along with the Secretary of the Navy, Frank Knox, and I think a couple of other people. I think George Catlett Marshall was there, but there are only four or five people in the meeting with President Roosevelt, who said, the only question is how we're going to get into war and get the Japanese to fire the first shot. I think the war will come next Monday. Now, the meeting with this was on the 25th of November, 1941, and I think the war will come next Monday. They knew the war was coming, but they didn't tell the commander there at Pearl Harbor. He tried to put his ships to sea. They wouldn't allow him to put the ships at sea. They insisted he bring them back to Pearl Harbor. And they were only battleships. They knew they weren't going to be that important. In the coming war, they pulled out all of the carriers and sent the carrier fleet, about five of them, onto Midway. They left the battleships there as bait for the foolish Japanese, who took the bait and plunged themselves into a war. There was no way they could win. Well, be that as it may, I mean, it's simply an example of how all the wars are created, whether it's the created Gulf of Tonkin incident, or the created sinking of the battleship Navy that got us into the Spanish-American War, the sinking of the Lusitania, which was a prelude to America's entry into the First World War, or something, the way that the American State Department and the Joint Chiefs of Staff guaranteed the North Koreans that we would not retaliate if they attacked South Korea immediately after the Second World War. And when they took the bait, why, of course, we had a nice war going, but it was a no-win war. It was really fought to convince the American people that we were an anti-communist government. A lot of people are saying, see, we fought World War II, and we fought it, you know, for freedom, and our boys died to bring democracy and freedom to the world, and then we turned Eastern Europe over to the communists. Then we turned China over to the communists. The communists must have control our State Department. And, of course, to counter that, why they got us into a war in Korea, a so-called anti-communist war, but they never told the American people we didn't go there to win. I mean, we went there to give the impression that we were anti-communist. It was a wonderful diversion for the American people to rally the people behind the administration and convince them that the communists didn't control our government. Well, the communists didn't control our government. But a little clique, the so-called Anglo-American establishment, did. That's, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations at that time was in total control, and they were a front for a secret society. The secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891 to bring about a world government. And if you want to verify what I'm saying, I suggest you get that wonderful book called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, suppressed for many years, but now available to my ministry, Radio Liberty. And of course, we also have an interview with Professor Quigley, the leading historian of the last century, at least according to Professor Huntington, who is professor at Harvard. He referred to Quigley as the leading historian of the last century. And Professor Quigley, in his book, Tragedy and Hope, explains that it wasn't the communists who were controlling our government. It was this Anglo-American establishment, which was a part of this front for the secret society created by Cecil Rhodes. And the importance of that book is the fact that it describes the secret society that nobody else would talk about. And talk about, and they scoff at you, demonize you, just listen to them. Hey, give us a call, 877-5475.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the 18th. To make your reservation or for further information, call 1-800-205-6245.
A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning at 165 East Longs Peak Street in Brighton says don't drive 60 if you want to live to be 61. Drive as though your life depends upon it because it does. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, and if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087, 303-659-1087. Mention this important community reminder for fast, friendly service. That's A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Bill and Eric, telephone number 877-254-7524, and we finally got somebody on the line. Hey, who do we have this morning?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen.
Colorado.
How are you?
Hi. I can certainly, by eyewitness, attest to the fact that our government definitely knew that Japan would be attacking Pearl Harbor. I was living with my grandparents in 1938-39 at their home in Honolulu, and I remember that our housekeeper came to my grandparents crying with a big kitchen knife in her hand, and they said, "What on earth is the matter, Matsui?" She said, "My people have told me that when my people attack Hawaii, that I am to plunge this knife into your hearts." And my grandparents were not shocked, and they just gathered her into their arms, and they said, "No, you're going to do no such thing, and you're part of our family." But anyway, she, Matsui, knew, and my grandparents knew ahead. Also, the United States government issued a special currency for Hawaii that had hollow letters across the front of the currency, large hollow letters spelling out Hawaii. And there were several other things that I saw there that certainly showed that the government knew that Japan was going to attack Pearl Harbor.
No question, they knew. They left those boys there to be slaughtered. You needed an incident just exactly as we're leaving our boys in the Middle East to die there. I mean, we have almost a quarter of a million people in Afghanistan. The 60,000 troops were there, the 30,000 reinforcements, 150,000 contract workers in Afghanistan. We're fighting 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Anybody who doubts that, you can go up on the Internet and pull down the information. Of course, I was up there yesterday, and of course, somebody's put things on the websites, on several of them, like Fox. So when you try to pull down the information and print it out, it crashes your computer, but we've got the hard material, the speech by Congressman Ron Paul, and you can get that off his website, where he talks about, look, we're going to send another 30,000 troops to reinforce the 60,000 we have, and according to the General James Jones, who's head of the NSC, National Security Council, there's only 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Why are we sending a quarter of a million people over there? I believe that they're bait, and I believe that when the Iranians hit them, then we'll have an excuse to go to war. But how many are going to die? They're being left there just exactly as we left our boys at Pearl Harbor. And not only that, but it's a great distraction. The war over there is a great distraction to keep our attention off of what is going on here at home, as they intentionally and methodically destroy our economy. They're not trying to solve the problem, but they can't let the American people know that the major goal is to transfer America's jobs and America's manufacturing and the America's wealth to other nations to lower our living standards. But any politician who got up and said that's what we're going to do, why, he'd be voted out of office, period. People would be furious. So we've got to say, oh, we want jobs for America. we're going to get the banks loaning again. Whereas, of course, they're paying the banks not to loan money. The Federal Reserve is actually paying the banks interest on the money they deposit with the Federal Reserve, so they won't lend money. But we can't let the public know that. If the public understood that we were being betrayed by our leaders, they would be furious. But, then they're going to give us a choice between the Democrats and the Republicans, and they're all controlled by the same people. When are people going to learn? Anything else, Maureen? Are you still there? Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We left the boys there at Pearl Harbor to be killed. And, of course, they left the people in the Twin Towers. They knew the attack was coming. Obviously, there were explosives in the buildings. And the Building 7 was a controlled demolition. Now, I realize it's hard to believe that anything could be that totally evil, that we would have left those people in the Twin Towers to be killed. But do you remember immediately after the attack, we were told that 6,000 people had died. 6,000 people died in the Twin Towers, and then it was 5,000 and 4,000 and 3,000. Well, the reason was they expected the people who worked for Morgan Stanley and the South Tower to all be killed, because after the North Tower came down, of course, they wanted to evacuate the South Tower. Why, orders came over the loudspeaker system in the South Tower: do not evacuate, stay there, do not evacuate, stay there. And, of course, the fellow who was in charge of the security ran up and down the aisle and said, get out, get out. Ignore the loudspeaker. Get out. Evacuate. We're under a terrorist attack. And the people did leave the building. And, of course, he saved their lives. About 2,500 people more would have died if they had listened to the orders that came over the loudspeaker. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't listen to the orders you're getting today. Begin making your preparations for the war that's coming, and it is coming. As sure as God made little green apples, because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces intent upon plunging America into the most horrible war and experience most people have ever seen. Our number, 1-800-254-7524, 1-800-254-7524. A Marine, you aren't out there anymore? Well, one of our favorite guests is Barry Shamish, and he's been, we have him sometime during the week on one of our programs, and occasionally we'll have him here. We get him in the afternoon program or the evening program. But he has been telling us that certainly over in Israel, Barak, who is the, now don't lose, confuse Barak, who is the defense chief. We're out of time. He's the defense chief in Israel. He actually started handing out gas masks to people, then stopped, and then pulled the troops off the Golan Heights. His invitation.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, I stand back with American Network. I was just saying that Barry Summers has said that the Barak, who was the defense minister in Israel, has actually started handing out gas masks to people. They haven't had them in about 3 years, and they started to hand them out. And then about 2 weeks ago, they stopped handing out gas masks, saying, well, after all, if the Israeli people were getting gas masks, the Syrians might think we were thinking about attacking them. So because we don't want to upset the Syrians, why we're going to leave our people defenseless against a chemical or biological attack. That doesn't make sense. The next thing was that Barak pulled the Israeli troops off the Golan Heights. Now, you're not hearing about that in America, but that's why, of course, we hope many of you want to listen to our other programs, and we will have Barry on. I think he'll be on at midnight tomorrow. Well, it'll be on at our 3 o'clock program tomorrow. She said, no, I'm 9 o'clock program on tomorrow evening. That's be 10 o'clock your time. You can hear it on at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. But it's obvious that this is in an effort to draw Syria into an attack on Israel. Why would they want that? Well, they need an excuse for the war, and if they get Syria to make the first move, maybe try to reoccupy the Golan Heights, that Israel can justify going to war with Syria, and then with Hezbollah, and heaven only knows where it's all going to end. But we're in very frightening times, and how do you understand it all? You read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD. You hear my talk on the forbidden secret. You hear my talk on the financial Armageddon. You read a little pamphlet. We put three of them together. It's about 50 pages on the occult hierarchy that rules the world. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then please tell other people about our ministry and encourage them to listen if they're in a position to support. We'd always love to hear from you. You can always call us at 1-800-544-8927. Make a pledge or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And there's a PayPal button there, and you can always, of course, help us that way. But we do need the support so we can maintain our network of 60 outlets every week. Believe me, it's an expensive proposition, and we would appreciate your help if you're in a position to help, and if not, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we are in the front lines of a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And Christian civilization is under attack today. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And the enemy is not sitting in a cave over in Pakistan. He's working in our courts. He's working in our executive and legislative and judicial branches of government. And believe me, there is an effort to turn this country against God, And I believe they've accomplished it. And then I believe, of course, God is going to withdraw his blessing from our nation. And that's why I'm so concerned about the outcome of the coming war with Iran. Please pray for America, but pray for revival. This country has been by God. There is no hope. So until tomorrow at the same time, the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5...